Chapter 24. Shortly before Christmas, Dirk Strove came to ask me to spend the holiday with him. He had a characteristic sentimentality about the day and wanted to pass it among his friends with suitable ceremonies. Neither of us had seen Strickland for 2 or 3 weeks, I because I'd been busy with friends who were spending a little while in Paris, and Strove because, having quarrelled with him more violently than usual, he'd made up his mind to have nothing more to do with him. Strickland was impossible, and he swore never to speak to him again. But the season touched him with gentle feeling, and he hated the thought of Strickland spending Christmas Day by himself. He ascribed his own emotions to him, and could not bear that on an occasion given up to good fellowship, the lonely painter should be abandoned to his own melancholy. Strove had set up a Christmas tree in his studio, and I suspected that we should both find absurd little presents hanging on its festive branches. But he was shy about seeing Strickland again. It was a little humiliating to forgive so easily, insults so outrageous, and he wished me to be present at the reconciliation on which he was determined. We walked together down the Avenue de Clichy, but Strickland was not in the café. It was too cold to sit outside, and we took our places on leather benches within. It was hot and stuffy, and the air was grey with smoke. Strickland did not come, but presently we saw the French painter who occasionally played chess with him. I'd formed a casual acquaintance with him, and he sat down at our table. Strove asked him if he'd seen Strickland.